The debate over electric choice in Michigan has intensified the last few days. Last week, Public Sector Consultants, a Lansing-based media advocacy organization, released a study suggesting that electric customers in several states that offer greater customer choice pay more for it. They also say a greater electric choice leads to more volatile prices and less new investment. Some key backers of electric choice, including our next guests, have blasted this study, calling the findings unsubstantiated. The debate is important because next month the Snyder administration plans to finalize recommendations for the state's energy future. Whether to offer options to more Michigan electricity customers will be a key part of the legislative debate expected next year. To explain their criticism of the public sector report, we welcome back to Current State Mr. Wayne Kuipers, Executive Director of the group Energy Choice Now. Welcome back, Wayne.
Good morning.
And along with Wayne, Bob Nelson, an attorney and a Michigan Public Service Commissioner from 1999 to 2005. Bob Nelson, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
You have roundly criticized the public sector consultant report for several reasons. One researcher you're working with went so far as to call it shameful yesterday. What's going on here exactly?
Well, I think they get an A for consistency. The problem is they're consistently wrong.
Okay.
The information they laid out in the report, which you highlighted in your opening comments, just can't be proven by facts.
Let's hear from Ken Sikkema of Public Sector Consultants. Here is what he said last week when I said that it seems counterintuitive that more choice doesn't translate into lower, more competitive prices.
What really drives rates is not whether you're at a regulated or a deregulated market. What really drives rates are structural aspects like the price of natural gas, which goes up and down. Michigan, in fact, for the first 8 years of this decade, 2000 to 2008, allowed what I would call 100% choice. But the fact of the matter is very few customers took advantage of that because the rates, natural gas rates, and the rates on the wholesale markets were very high.
Bob Nelson, let's get your response.
Yes,
to that.
Well, I think respectfully, Ken is wrong. We did have more than 20% of customers or the load of one of the utilities sign up for customer choice when we had that period. But it's an interesting, he talks about the volatility of the rates. Nothing is more volatile than Michigan rates. We were above the national average before we had choice. We went way below the national average when we had choice between 2000 and 2008. And now we're way above the national average in rates. And Michigan's rates have gone up 30% in 5 years. And two of the states that Ken cited, you know, Texas and Illinois, those rates have gone down in the last 5 years.
Hmm. Okay, so we've addressed the volatility claim. There are several others that you are refuting. They also you're also refuting claims that rates are higher in electric choice states.
Yeah, if I could comment, since 1997, when choice first came into this country, the rates in regulated states, the ones that continue to have regulation, have gone up 56% in that period, you know, cumulative increase.
Since 97.
Okay. In that same period, the deregulated states have only gone up 35%, which is less than the rate of inflation.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, we should explain, you mentioned a couple of the states. The public sector study focused on three.
Right.
Three states, Illinois, New Jersey, and Texas. Can any of your disputes with their report be explained because they focused on those three states?
Well, yeah, they were selective. But at the same time, if you look at Texas and Illinois, as I said, those rates have gone down since 2008, mm-hmm. residential, commercial, industrial. Michigan's have gone up considerably, 30% overall, 44% for residential customers.
Okay. Thirdly, you maintain that in electric choice states, they maintain that in electric choice states, there's less investment, specifically in new electricity generation. You're throwing the flag on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You bet. In fact, the last time we had capacity built in the state of Michigan was when we were a choice state.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time. And the utilities, as part of the 2008 debate, said, we're going to build a new plant, but we need some certainty in the market in order to build the new plant. Well, they were given the certainty by closing up the choice market, but the plant never materialized. And now we're having the debate again. And what does Consumers Energy do? They say, well, we want to build a new 750-megawatt plant because the demand is there and we need to mothball a couple of our coal-fired plants. So we need the certainty that we have under the current system in order to build the plant. The reality is, if we don't change the law, the plant's not going to get built.
Yeah, and just compare with Illinois again, which is one of the states that Mr. Sickman cited. They've added 11,000 megawatts since they went to choice. We've only added a little over 4,000 of that, as Wayne said, was when we had choice. Mm-hmm. In the immediate aftermath of choice legislation, we added 4,000 megawatts of new load, and very little since that time.
We're talking with Wayne Kuipers of Energy Choice Now here in Michigan, which backs a greater electric choice and deregulation, along with Bob Nelson, who is a former Michigan Public Service Commissioner. Finally, the fourth issue here, financial integrity, that in electric choice states, utilities get lower bond ratings because they're higher credit risks. That was another claim of the public sector report.
Yeah, and our study that was released yesterday indicates that that is not true at all, that states that have been deregulated still can go to the market and still have good credit ratings. And it's very comparable to Michigan and to other states that are still regulated.
What are our listeners supposed to make of an 0-for-4 rating in terms of the key points according to the public sector report?
Well, it's a complicated issue, and I think most people don't spend the time or the energy looking at the facts. And when an organization's like public sector consultants or the utilities come out with reports that make these claims, people just take it as the gospel truth. The reality is what they're sharing is not truthful, mm-hmm. Okay? And so, you know, we believe the facts are on our side. The states that have gone to choice would argue we're correct.
One other point in that if we were able to go to choice right now, there's 10,000 customers waiting to go to choice right now in Michigan. If they had the opportunity to get another supplier, they could save almost $2 billion, and they could invest that $2 billion in new jobs. We figured that at least 21,000 new jobs could be added each year if they could go to choice.
So a job creator and a cost cutter, in your view.
Absolutely.
Let's also clarify that let's get to this issue of electric choice as it already exists in Michigan, because that is part of the landscape. We are now called a hybrid state. Can you explain that, please, Wayne?
Sure. The hybrid means we're sort of dancing in both studios, okay? We have a 10% cap on choice, so 10% of the load statewide is allowed to shop for their electric energy. When we had the debate in 2008, I was on the Energy Committee in the Senate. And I remember the utilities saying, at the time we were at about 3% choice. They said, we don't see in the foreseeable future where we move and reach the 10% cap. Well, 12 months later, we were at the 10% cap in both service territories. And as Bob said, we now have demand in the queue, which means customers have signed a contract stating that when choice is expanded or when there's cap space, they want to take advantage of choice, we would double. We would almost go to 25% choice if we allowed the companies that are in the queue to take advantage of choice.
5 years ago, what arguments did they cite for the difficulty getting from 3% to 10%?
Well, the 3% really was a representative of the fact that there were a number of benefits from choice, you know, like a rate cut, for example, that residentials and commercial customers got, and so their rates were artificially deflated. And so suppliers didn't have an opportunity to come in right away. But as Wayne says, once you know, we were back to even a level playing field, then there's this demand for choice, and that's why you have 10,000 customers in the queue.
Has public sector responded to your report that you issued yesterday, Wayne?
No.
Okay. What kind of response do you expect?
A zero.
no response whatsoever.
No.
How confident are you, Wayne Kuipers, that Michigan will eventually offer more electric choice as a result of this upcoming debate?
Well, if you look at the facts, I mean, we've said all along, this is not a partisan issue. And in today's political scene, I think people are begging for legislative bodies to do something together, okay, where you don't have the partisan divide. Electrons don't know Republican or Democrat, okay? What we know in this state is our rates are too high. This is an issue where both sides can come together and say, we want to address this issue. We think it's good for job creation. Michigan still ranks fairly high, although our numbers are improving. We still rank fairly high nationally in our unemployment rate. And what we're starting to hear now from companies is, you want us to consider coming to Michigan? You know, you've done a lot with regulation. You've done a lot with business tax. But we can't compete because your rates are too high. And so they're either not going to come to Michigan, or those that are looking to expand who are already in Michigan are looking to expand in other states mm-hmm. where they can take advantage of lower electricity rates.
As a former legislator, now we've got an election in a year, so we will have Republican majorities at the state capitol for much of this debate in 2014. Politically, how does this play out in your view?
As much as those in the capitol right now think this is a politically dicey issue, my argument to them is, this is not a politically dicey issue. I mean, if you look at the facts and you look at where Michigan's at today and you look at where Michigan wants to be, you have to address this issue. It's okay. The next big thing.
Okay. We want to thank our guests. Wayne Kuipers is Executive Director of the group Energy Choice Now. Also thanks to Bob Nelson, an attorney and a former Michigan Public Service Commissioner from 1999 to 2005. Thanks very much.
Thank you.